You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here on Principal Broadcasting, and boy, do I have a treat for you today, folks. Lembi Tealo, she is a life coach, also a retirement coach, and she is the owner-operator of Dynamic Opportunity Coaching and Management right there out of Dallas, Texas. We're going to learn all about what Lembi does for a living, and without any further ado, let's welcome her to the show. Lembi Tealo, welcome.
Thank you. It's so good to be here. Thank you for inviting me to your show.
You're very welcome. It's actually a thrill for us to have you. Why don't you talk a little bit about Dynamic Opportunity Coaching and Management and what sort of services you're helping the folks of Dallas with?
In the coaching area, of course, there's a career, there's business, there's health, there's fashion, and all kinds of coaching that a person may need. And I also do consultancy with the businesses, helping them to bring their businesses to the next level, and also training. I'm also a certified training and development specialist, so I train on soft skills and just any other area of professional development that people may need, especially young professionals. Now, especially the millennials, they need additional training besides the technical training that they have received. So those are some of the areas that I offer services in.
Now, Lembi, your current clientele, what do you normally find yourself working with? Do you find yourself working with them, for instance, like you just said, millennials, or do you deal all with middle-aged adults, maybe people entering into the elder years? What does your clientele base age range sort of look like?
Well, I guess I will say the young and the old and all the between, because coaching it's not really just for a certain type of people,
right?
But it's for the all, for all. My coaching practice is really based on my background. And, my desire just to help people is really concentrating me on the young. But then because it's so vast, the areas are so vast, is also working with the old when it comes to retirement. But then again, retirement is changing. People are retiring early. Some are retiring very, very late, changing careers, even at 65, 70 years old.
Wow.
So it's kind of like, you catering to a whole group of people.
Lembi, with your business, do you find different contrasting things when you're kind of working as a retirement coach and also then a life coach? What are some of the contrasting things between the two businesses, and how do you kind of bring it all together?
Contrasting, really, I will say not many, because people are just people, basically.
Right.
And a person, the way that we view ourselves, it's really important to kind of balance the way that, we think about ourselves.
So right.
A person is really unique in itself. And as a person, but then as a person within society, we all kind of seeking the same kind of balance, the same kind of self-development, And so when a person knows who they are, they learn about themselves, they learn about what they need to do actually to be very functional in the society where they are. So learning more, coaching is like part of the learning more about myself. Professional development is part of learning more about myself. And training is part of, getting more information to be able to function better in society. And, if you look at how now, especially what's going on, even in our own backyard or in the world, an extended, like a look at what's going on, there's a lot of clutter that we can have in our mind based on the information. There's just an overload of information. And so what we need for each person is not really, some people need counseling and some people need coaching. And
right.
Some people who've been in the counseling mode, sometimes they get stuck in that place, not knowing that the next step is actually coaching.
Right, because after all, what you're doing is you're taking their ideas and dreams and you're helping them kind of make it a reality, right?
Right. So if the person themselves, based on the questioning, they kind of look into themselves to come up with goals, to come up with solutions to the different problems around them, or to come up with ideas that will get them unstuck, Because the first place when we look at you have to look at yourself, right?
Right.
So when you are improving psychologically, emotionally, it's important. And knowing who you are better able to answer questions about yourself, like who you are, who you are, you're from, where do you come from, where you are, why you are here, why do you are, where you are right now, why are you there, why do you
right.
live there, why do you work where you work, what can you do, basically, because we are seeking also to be useful and participate in society, and then also where are you going, you know,
right.
because every day you're like, okay, what am I going to do today, do I go to work, blah, 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 and stuff, so knowing all those things really help any person to kind of bring balance to their lives and be more more successful just in their daily walk.
Now, Lemmy, unfortunately, we do have to end the show in just about a minute. But for the folks out there listening, where can people kind of find a little more information about Dynamic Opportunity Coaching and Management? Do you have a website or a Facebook page? Where can people contact you?
I have a website. It's www. My first and last name, lembetaylo.net. So LEMBETAYILO, just one word, .net. I'm also on Skype, so I do a lot of virtual coaching. I have clients in the U.S. and Africa and Europe as well. And my phone number is 919-888-9341. By email, it's l.tayilo@outlook.com. And I'm also on LinkedIn and on Twitter.
Wonderful. Lemmy Taylo, thank you so much for coming on and sharing a little bit of your professional and worldly experience with us. Of course, we appreciate it and wish you the absolute best of luck.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.